Shoiftim v'shoitrim titen lecha b'chol she'arecha. The chido, Chaim Vital, the shlo, asach redden of them. Titen lecha b'chol she'arecha is every person, lecha, every person has seven she'arim. Tu einayim, tu aznayim, the peh, either the nose is two or it's one, and then the choshamishush. But the koyach, hadibur, ri'iya, shmiya, these are the she'arim. And a person has to put shoiftim v'shoitrim titen lecha b'chol she'arecha. To be misakin by the sha'arim, a person has to have his bezundar shmira, shvita and shmira. The emes is, in the parshas, in the previous parshas, it's interesant, was va'eschanon, ekef tishmu'un, and re'ei. Va'eschanon is dibur, ekef tishmu'un is shmira, and re'ei is re'ia. That's a tikkun for the shloisha, the paranusa that we learned. That was divrei Yirmiyo, and chazoin, and the Lashon of Shmiya in the three parshias. And all of that is to come to Shoiftim v'Shoitrim, Titen Lecha b'chol she'arecha. A person has to have Shmira by all of his she'arim. The Shev Shmaitze in the Hakdoma, the Gvaldike Shtiklach in the Hakdoma, the Shev Shmaitze, so he brings us a free on the Pasuk, Shoiftim v'Shoitrim, Titen Lecha b'chol she'arecha. So he brings us a free, says, it's kedai to be memaned dayonim ksheirim, because that's going to keep Klal Yisrael ruig al arzon. So he brings from the Akedah. What's likta? Kedai uminoi hadayonim. So he says like this. He says the Akedah has a kasha. Anshei Sedoim. That was in Parshas Vayera. They got a bigger punishment than Anshei Pelegesh Begiva. If you think about it, the avla that the Anshei Pelegesh Begiva did was worse. But mitzad the oinish of Anshei Sedoim was worse. So what's the pshat? So the Bala Akedah explains, Pelegesh Begiva was a shrek lechamaisa of Yechidim. Sedoim, that was the system. The whole city, the way it ran, that was their shita. The city ran on corruption. Pelegesh Begiva was a more shred l'chamaisa, but it was Yechidim that went against what was the Dar Zayin. The bigger punishment, total haficha in Gansen to destroy it by Sedoim, was because that was the whole system, the city, that's what it ran. Zok the Shev Shmaitze, based on that verse, that's what it means. Kedai hu minoi hadayonim l'hafiyas as Yisrael l'yishim malad musim. If the Dayonim set the right rules, then it doesn't make a difference. Maybe there will be people that will go against them and they'll be corrupt and they won't be besaved. But the Shita, the Mahalach, is rifted. And this is Bechlal Negei, whenever you're talking about in society or in a group. If there's a certain set trend in the group that Azoy, in this Chabur, in this Matzav, in this Oilam, in this Shiva, Azoy Firtman Zich, so even if there's a Yochid that's not, the setup is Azoy Firtman. If the Mahalach boy from Kloli, the Halach Yelch is Mefirtzich Nishnish Karoi, Das Kenner Zayin. That doesn't have a kiyum. That was by Sedoim. That didn't have a kiyum b'chlal. He said, that's the taich. Kedai umino yadayonim. If the rules are right, okay, someone breaks the rules. Rules are meant to be broken. Oh, but at least that's the system. The rules are there. Kedai umino yadayonim. Shoiftim v'shoiftim titen l'cho. There's another part. What does it mean l'cho? A person has to give a shoiftim to himself. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, k'shoit atzma chachilo. The erst is that a person has to be a shoifet lecha to himself before he start handling and a shoifet for others. It says right afterwards, a whole seder at Varen, leisita lecha asherah. There's the emes, a sidra of six lavin, a very interesting lashon in the medrash. It says, by the kisei of Shloimeh HaMelech, the Kisei of Shloimeh HaMelech had six shlavim, sheish milos, and on the sheish milos, that's the pasuk, sheish milos l'kisei, on each one of the milos, it said one of the psukim here, loisat the mishpat, loisak irponim, loisikach shoichat, and then the continuation, loisik locha ashera, loisokim locha matzeva, loisizbach l'shem aleikefa. I'm not sure what the second three are not so much shaykh to a shoichat, the mishpat, but I can find the first three, and then the fourth one, loisik locha ashera, adayim, that's not mishpat, not karoi, is kilu not ashera. The pasuk says in Mishlei that shofet melech b'mishpat yamid eretz v'ish trumois yaharsenu. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin darshins, interesting lashon, melech b'mishpat yamid eretz v'ish trumois yaharsenu. So the Gemara says if a dayan is like a melech that he doesn't need anyone, ain't tzarich l'klum, then melech b'mishpat yamid eretz. But if he's like a koyin shemachazer b'deis agronois, so then yaharsenu. If the shofet is like a melech that he doesn't need anyone, then he's good. If he's like a kohen that has to shnor the mechazer beis agronis, then it's yarsen. But there's a machlekes Rashi in Tosis, and the truth is, it's interesting. There's gemaras in two places, one in Ksubas, one in Sanhedrin. It looks like in each gemara it means something else. Rashi's writing in one place, and it's out the context of the gemara, and Tosis goes the other way. One shot is it's going on that a shofet has to be a talmud chacham. If he's like a melech that he doesn't need to come on to anyone because he taka knows all the chayim, he knows gan shoyshem mishpat, he knows. But if he's like a kohen shemachazer beis agronis, he doesn't know. He has to keep on calling, finding out from someone else what's the details. Thus can his ayin die. But the andrew pshat is pasha going on mamis. If the shofet is like a melech that ain't tzarich l'klum, he doesn't need. He's wealthy. Then he's able to be the dayan. If not, he's going to have the chshash of leisikach shofet, which is a scary zach because the Gemara darshan that the Elagabi by Yisrael it says va'ata sechaze mikola on anshe chayil yureli kim anshe emes. And it says they're anshe chayil. It means that they're wealthy also, because that's important in a dayan that he shouldn't have to have the soy. And it's a pelodic gazach, because the pasuk says the her anshe chayil yiri elikim anshe emes. It says he's a yari elikim. He's an ish emes. So what if he doesn't have anyone, and he had a soyin and taka really he's mamish and arum alike? Oh, but it says yiri elikim anshe emes. No, it's not enough. It need also be the anshe chayil. The nesoyin is there. The nesoyin is there, and that's another nekudim. If he's doing the lemelech she'eni tzarich l'klum. Loisika shoychad the Gemara in Ksubis Daf Kufhei says why is it called shoychad? Mipnei shehu chad. My shoychad. Mipnei shehu chad. Rashi learns because when the noisim gives them a kabel the shoychad, they become like one. They're on one side. They become ba'achdus for the wrong psak, but they become ba'achdus. As Isaac Rashi, the noisim and the makabel become echad. But I saw there's another pshat, a few different stories, but the idea is the same. Kol dayin shedon din emes la'amitoi is ki'ilu, he's a shutif takodish baruch on ma'aseh bereishis. So if a dayin does it the right way and he's taka dana din emes, so then he's not chad, he's not on his own. He has the rabbi shalom with him. But if he takes shoychad, then he's chad, then he stands alone. He's doing the wrong psak, he's not with the rabbi shalom. Or the same idea, but a different nusach. Whenever a dayin finishes the psak, the emes is always one person against him. The guy that lost is against him. The guy that he was mezak is with him. Yeah, but if he done the right din emes, he's also the b'shefer is with him. So he's not chad. But if he takes shoychad, my shoychad, mipnei shehu chad. You're only left with one. There's also the pulpula. Shoychad is mipnei shehu chad. The person that got the shoychad suddenly becomes very shalosh and chidud. He suddenly has all kind of sharp intuitions and pirushim. He could. It's not stam. He works out that the ksois taka also says that the one that gave him the shoychad is right. He works it out. Mipnei shehu chad or chodosh. As an ayin halach in the sugya. All of a sudden, it was a vikuach and two din galidin. He got the shoychad. Come to isnai yizachin. Come to isnai yizachin. The chidor writes that leisikach shoychad. He says because if you take shoychad, then the letters after shoychad is tate tof teshei. They will be mata the din. Fakir, it will be the letters before Shaykhir, it's Roiges, he makes Roiges from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting, the Chazanish, in the Mechtovim, he says, interesting, the hair in Shaykhir. He's Ma'ir Rishai, and I'm going to be talking. He says, the Torah didn't ask someone to paskin, if he's a Talmud Chacham, for himself, on a treifa, or for chometz. It might be a big loss of money, but if a person knows, we're not choshin him on the gis for a big loss of money. It doesn't say that a dying is also to be a dying for someone that he's an oyavoy. No, so. But shoychad? So the Chazanish says it's because it's a gzeres melech. The pasuk says leisikach shoychad, istakel b'yraisa, bora alma, and that's what it says in the Torah that shoychad is ma'aver eni chacham, ma'aver eni pikchem. That as I say in the Torah, so that's why it's the mitzvahs. So taka the eivrista. It's in the Torah, is mine, and a person could pass him on Yisuf HaHetar Lagabi himself, when it's Negeya Hefzit moment for himself, or for an Oyhev. With Saibachon! He has no monos! on Shoicha, it's Gzeres HaKosov, Val Azoi Shteit in Torah. Onacha. Azoi Shfak Techazan Ish. But I heard different Mahalach. I heard once, it's not, my mom's not like Techazan Ish. Jameir Chodosh, it was a Maisa. There was once a Maisa. Over here in Eretz Yisrael, one of the Shoiftim, from the Tzioyush based Mishpat. And it was Mizbar, he was pastening in a certain Mishpat, and it was Mizbar, the press caught on, that this Shoifet has like Spitznegias, his Schwager is in charge of the whole company that they're handling about. We're talking big, millions of dollars, and it's Eilachonegias, God, when we say, Imam, she's Korovitz, lots of my Kipshuta. And it was Mizbar, he was in the middle of doing the deliberations already for a few months, and they caught on that his Mamish Toichai Kabari Munach in the Indian by Elaine. And when it caught on, so this judge, he says, Hashofet, the Israel is Misaweh on Shikulim Negias. What's Negias? Merab Negias. Merab Negias. Hashofet. So the Meir Chodesh said, he said, Nishnar is Nishkin Shofet. He's Nishkin Mish. Shoichid is a Teva. Mam's not like Chazanish. Shoichid is a Koras HaToiv. It's a Koras HaToiv. There's a Teva of a Koras HaToiv. He gave you the money. The Mitzvah of that car. It's also to do it, because it's going to be Ma'avar Eni Chachom. You won't have the Chlor Emes Ipsak of Dain Shadon Den Emes Lamitoi. Oh, but the Mitzvah is Kipshutoi. There's a Mushrash Dikim Mitzvah of a Chorus Atoi. And Zog does. Erhon is there Negiyas. Nish there is Nishkin Shoyfe. There is Nishkin Mensh. A Posh Tazach, a Mensh, a Mensh, a Chorus Atoi. Medusach, it's a Machloikis. It has an under Mahalchim. He says it's a Gzeres, a Kosov, a Lazoi Shteik in Toyer. It's a Mahalchim, a Shoyfe. It's a Mahalchim, a Shoyfe. Chaznish is Mahalach and Shoichin. Meir Chodesh is Mahalach and Shoichin. The Pasuk says, Nehemshech, Ki Yipolim Im Chodova Ola Mishpat, Bein Dam Ledam, Bein Din Ledin, Bein Nega Lenega, Divrei Ribis Bisharecha, the Magen Mikel, the Darshan on this Pasuk, Ki Yipolim Im Chodova, if a person is Nespol, why do Yidden suffer so much in the Golas? And the Eberste Lechayre is Mafle, Bein Dam Ledan, Bein Din Ledin, and the Yidden are lining as I feel. You have to know the answer is because Divrei Rivos B'Shorecha. It's because there's Machloikis, there's not Achdus. Both given Achdus, both misgiven. And there are those that say different. The Hemshech Apostle says, there's no other Eitzis when he was still in Chutz Laaretz. The Kamtev Alisa, the Eitzis, it's a Kumin in Eretz Yisrael. V'davayte, Zal Nish Zayin Divrei Rivos B'Shorecha. Zay Shteik. Though, you have the parsha of Melech. The Kosev Leis Mishnah Torah Azoyis. The Gemara is Mavur that a Melech writes two Sefer Torah. One Sefer Torah is Yoytze V'Nichnas Imoy B'chol Mokin. And another Sefer Torah, Shemunach B'Beis Gnozov. So someone said, Pshat, what's the Melech needs two Sefer Torah? A Melech is a Kvalik. One end, his mamash has an hoga. He has koyach. He has power. And he has to be Shoyfet Ta'am. He has to have Achro. He needs a Sefer Torah Itoy B'chol Rega B'Rega. He needs to be tzomut to the Sefer Torah. But Yosef Yimino Smoil, he has to have a Sefer Torah by. Aber Habufa, the Melech is mistoiv the whole day. He meets all kinds of people from different levels, different dargis, and different ashpois. Maybe Gufa, he could become mushba. The Sefer Torah could become mushba. He could have negative ashpois from the people that he's exposed to. Sefer Torah, Sheini, Munach, Bebe, Sknoza, Bitarosa, ungereared, no one touches that, that it should stay the fun of the tzura of the Sefer Torah by Mito. Mitzarechen, he needs it, Yoytze v'nichas ima yuchal mokar. Aber you needed to have it. Mitzashen, the Sefer Torah, Munach v'beis Gnozov. Munach v'beis Gnozov. That's why he needs two. That's Abkataist, Abidrash. Or Kepshuta in the Sugya, this interesting Zach, there's a famous Shiloh that Ahroyim Handel. The Gemara says, Sanhedrin, there's a mitzvah for everybody to have a Sefer Torah, right? The difference is a Melech needs two. But the Gemara first says, Omer Rava, Afal Pishay Nichloy, a voice of Sefer Torah, Mitzvah lichta mishaloi. There's a bezutter machayev on every yid. Even if he yards from the Sefer Torah, there's a mitzvah, the kosav, there's divrei HaTorah Azoyis, there's a mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah on Koyachat v'yachat, even if he yards from one. In fact, the Gemara, it's before the way the Gemara comes out, if a melech yards from the Sefer Torah, still, he has to write another one. He doesn't have to write another two. And the Pell is Mamonoshach. Every yid has to have the regular Machayiv of a regular Yid also was Machayiv, not Yerusha. But the Melech then also was not Yerusha. So there's a Vart, Sacha Chayim, going like that. A Melech has to have but snake to say the Torah. It could be, the question is, his melech dikin mechayiv is mechayiv koisiv, and his regular yid dikin din is mechayiv koisiv. They say he could be mechayiv both of them with the same one. Abi, he has two. The koisiv, well, it's mishne ha-Torah, it's muzayin ha-tzveita. It is a tzveita, because you're ready, yash, it's a different one. I'm a regular yid one, also is mechayiv, right? It's not the mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. He's yoytza, his regular yid one, also with that tzveita, the one that he wrote. The mice he wrote. It's because of, it's mishne ha-tzveita, the Torah, it's Sarach Pirish, it's a ganze sugil. Hi, steht. Tom im Tiem Hashem Alikecha. Tom im Tiem Hashem Alikecha. Perek Yitzes, Pasuk Gimel. Tom im Tiem Hashem Alikecha. The Chofetz Chaim said, a person has to be between us and Hashem Alikecha. Not with another Yid. A person's not, someone shouldn't be a, hey, let people take advantage of you. A person, not man, Tomim. Tomim Tiem Hashem Alikecha. Tomim Tiem Hashem Alikecha. The Sfar Rai, the Chido brings this. Tom and Tia is Gematria 910. That's the same Gematria as Tishrei. Tom and Tia is Gematria 910 as Tishrei. Of the Tishrei is 910, Avada. Of with the Nakudas, Tishrei has 5 Nakudas, each Nakudas 10. With the Nakudas, it's 960. What's it does? We know that there are 40 days from Rosh Chodesh El to Yom Kippur. The Arboyim Yoim that Moshe Rabbeinu comes back and brings the Lubashnias. It's Arboyim Yoim that are very Mesugal. As far as I'm right, and these are Arboim Yoim, there are 960 hours, 24 hours in a day, 960. These Arboim Yoim have 960 hours. And it's parallel to a mikvah that has 960 lug. And about if a mikvah is choser, even a mashu, it's a nishke mikvah. It's not a mitar, it's not a mikvah. The same thing with the el, the Arboim Yoim. Tof tof kuf samach, shois. It has to be b'shleimus. Tomim tiyah. B'shleimus. The ganze zach. Then it has the tzura of tomim tiyah, and then you're ready to go into Tishrei. With the hachon of these arboim yoim, of these 960 hours. But there's another such important nekuda, their hair of Aaron Kotler writes. Sachs for I'm reading up this in you, but he catches up here in tomim tiyah. Tomim tiyah means that a person has to have shleimus in his anhoga. I would say it in English, consistency. A person has to be consistent in his avodas Hashem. In his benadum lechaveir, in his benadum lemokim, in his benadum laatzmoy, whatever his arvit is, in his avoyda, you have to be tomin, is to be consistent. A person can be mama, yeah, with a brand, yeah, it lasts about 2 days, and then it's back, and then back, and roller coaster, up and down, and he and Sarik, sometimes yes, sometimes not. It depends on his mood, it depends on the weather, it depends on what his mother said. No! Tomin tiyah! With a shleimus, with a consistency. That's an arvit. There's a drash that says, next week's parasha, lo yelecho evan v'evan, eifa v'eifa. A person shouldn't have in his midos that it's amolazoi, amolazoi, this size, that size, depends on the day, depends on the weather. No! Tomim tiyah. Tomim tiyah, Hashem alekev. Stay by to the parish of a Novi. Novi mikir b'mechecha kamoini yokem lucha Hashem alekecha eilu tishmon. It's interesting, that's one of the parashas Yosef. He brings in this pasuk, Novi mikir b'cha, to see it inside of it, but he brings all the different neviim that were ledoiris and klal Yisrael, are all nirmaz in this pasuk. Every one of the words and different sirufim of the words come out gemara, the names of the different neviim. And who then he brings in earlier in the parashas Melech. And in the parasha of Melech, of Sayyid Tesla Malach of Melech, it comes out, every one of the tevis in the Pasuk, and Sirufim of Tevis is Meramas on the different Malach. Understand? The Pasuk for Zois, Eilof Tishmon. Shteit? It's the one place it says in the Torah, we're talking about a Novi, Eilof Tishmon. It's a famous Maisa. You look at the Maisa, I think it was about Rabbi Shula Diskin. I think. It was someone, Rabbi Shula Diskin gave a certain psak on something, and someone said, Rabbi Shula said, Eilof Tishmon! Someone said, you know, Avadi's got Lador and everything, but Shprach Eilof Tishmon? Eilof Tishmon is Oktafar Novi. Hoskin Nevuah in Israel. He's Ruach HaKadosh, but he's Man of Churban, we don't have Nevuah. The Maya said, Avadi's supposed to listen to him, but the Oishrik, Eilof Tishmon? What's the Tafar Novi? And there was a Vikuach. So they say over from the Satmar Rebbe, when he heard about this Vikuach, the Kenzogan of Agod Lador and the Hainte Gedor, Eilof Tishmon. So So he mumbled to himself, Rabbi Kibeger, Yarizal, Nu. Sosam, Beloy Pirish. Kavada, the Pirish is, Zad Merevet, Balmik. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that by Kedusha, in Hilchis Arachai, Sim Kuf Chof Hei, by Kedusha, there's a whole Akdama to Kedusha, Nagdisha from Aritzach. And it's Machlex in the Poiskim, the Machava brings that the Tzibur doesn't say that, it's just the Chazan says that. Meaning you get to Amachaya Mason, the Tzibur is quiet, the Chazan, the Shatz, says Kaddish, or Nagdisha, and says the whole Nazim. And then the Tzibur answers Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. Azayzot Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Kiveger, Hagoyes, and Shulchan Aruch over there brings, Abu Bekisvei HaRizal says that no, that the minig is that you should say, Begans at Tzibur, that's what we do, most people do, says the Nusach of the whole Kedusha and Mashatz, and he ends off Rabbi Kiveger, the Elof Tishmo. So that's what the Sound Rebbe meant. Rabbi Kiveger, the Yegenes, said, that was on the Arizal. This is what he meant, Rabbi Kiveger, the Arizal. This was the Shachamit Hari. This one, Yonah Diyoyma. Me Yeshiva and Yonah Diyoyma is Chazoma. This is Parsha. Chisof, Mesafik, and Yered Nathan, Nishred Nathan. Basisim loy kasher zomam lasis lo ochiv. The Gemara says kasher zomam, v'loy kasher osa. Hargu ein erod. The whole din of kasher zomam is if they had a zmama, and there was even a gemara din about the ein edim nasim zomam in actually gemara din, and there was a gemara din. Then you give them the oynish of kasher zomam. But if it was osa, they already killed or gave malchus or whatever the oynish was to the person, to the nidon, kasher zomam v'loy kasher osa. Hargu ein erod. Shailas, why not? Kolshken, Havada, there was his mama. There was even more. Besser the friend. There already was his mama. An hour ago, there was his mama. If they would be found Zayman now, it would be Kasher Zomam. Was argument that it also rained? I mean, that it also, that they always feared the Osa. Why does that take away from the fact that there was a Zomam? It's interesting. The Maral explains that the whole idea of Kasher Zomam is that when an Adam say an Adam and Bezdin, it becomes a Metzias. It's a Metzias. Adam said it. It was Neskabel, Adam and Bezdin. There was even a Gemar Din. There was even a Gemar Din. It was chal. It has to be chal. Now, but there are also the edus is chal on the nidoyim. But here was misbar and imonu yisim that it was a sheker. It has to be chal somewhere. So kasher zomam. It's chal on them. But if it was kasher also already, so it was already chal. It was always kefit. It already did. It's not a question of who's right or wrong or if an avla happened or not. But it's a mitzias advarim. Kasher zomam. There was an edus and there was a gemar din on the edus. It has to be yesh tzayrich lochu. It has to chal. If it was Kasher also ready. It was already chal. Shem Yoytzig event. It was already chal. The Ramban says a different shot. Why by Kasher also we don't kill it? By Misa upon him. He says, these Eidim were made that this person was chayiv Misa. And they actually killed him. If they actually killed him, Falosach after Rabbanu Shlalem, the stomach he deserved it. See, B'derech Klal, when Eidim Zayim come in, we suddenly believe the second cat, that the first cat is lying. Over here, we're not going to say that. It's obviously not like that because Zestadach, he got killed. The Abish had a reason for that. Must be Hitaka did it. Azayzot the Ramban, which is a Pella Otzim, because everyone knows that even when we say Kasher Zomam, Loi Kasher Osa, we don't say that we take away the idea that we always know that we believe the second Ka and the first Ka is possible. Even by Kasher Osa, that din remains. That we say that the first Ka are the liars and they're possible Aedis and the second Ka is believed. Only the oynish of kasher zomam we don't give you if it was kasher osa, which maybe the Maral says, but other has bear. But the Ramban has borrowed that vibalt the nidon got killed. Shtelch far mistom, it's true. If that word is true, then the din should be, we should even say that the first kata is saying the truth and the second kata is lying. We don't take it like that. So it's a halfway word. Sort of pirish. The Meshech Chochma has a different deher. He says, why not kasher zomam like kasher osa? He says like this, the MS, every time there's a din Torah and Edom are coming to say that a person is chayiv misa, chayiv, so his mishpocha is going to try to stop that. They want to save him. Now here's the difference. If you see a ben mishpocha of yours going through a process of a din Torah, then he's on death, they're going to kill him, right? There's a din Torah about him, that he was Michal Shabbos, that he was Ritzayah, that he did something, yeah, I didn't deserve. So you can try to save him. Now, calls mind that the Bezdin didn't kill him yet, and you want to save him, all you have to do is hire false, even if you know the truth, he did it, right? You're trying to save him anyway. What you can do is bring in Eidim that are going to be Makhish, the Eidim that are being Marshia, your car of Mishpacha. And you'll save him. It will be a tray of tray.
And that's it. He'll be off. Come on, the lesser, come on, the east, I'm not going to that. The Balamaisa, you're going to save him. They're not going to kill him. It's a traitor threat. And you have no reason to go hire false mazimim. And why get involved with the bureaucracy of a false mazimim? False mazimim might end up backfiring. You'll find zaymim zaymim. They'll get killed. It's dangerous. It's a much higher price to hire false mazimim. But if your karev mishpach already got killed, now you want to come. Now you can't save them anymore. You want to be noikim against those first 80. Whether that's the truth or not, you want to be noikim. How are you noikim them? You're going to hire mazimim. And that's why we don't accept any more kasher zamam after the nidon was killed. We're choshesh that the b'nei mishpacha hired these people. Adkan calls on that there was no kasher asa. We're not choshesh that they hired false aidim. Because if at them your agenda is just to save your karev, so we can hire makhishim and save him. But if it's kasher asa, if it's kasher asa already, then you want revenge. And that's why there's a din that we don't name on anymore the aidim of kasher zamam. It's a very interesting matzah, the Rambam. The Rambam says that the din of kasher zomam, the loy kasher also, is only by nisa, as of nisa. If Eidim were made that someone is chayiv nisa, and they actually killed him, and then they were found zoymin, you don't give the oynish of kasher zomam of nisa to the Eidim zoymin. But by Malkus, yeah. They were made that a guy is chayiv Malkus. They in fact gave him the Malkus. You still do kasher zama. You know, a lot of Rishonim say by mammon there's no problem of kasher asa, because mammon is not really kasher asa. You give the money back. But by Malkus, why dafka by nisa, not by Malkus? And that's what everyone talks about. The Das, the Rambam, Pashas. That's what the Rambam means to ask over there.
When he dachas, it's by yonei dachas. That whole that's
wrong. No, something else. And this Rambam. Why there's no kasher also by Malkus? The same way by Misa. Once he was killed, you don't do kasher zama. So the Moshe, like this Meshe Chochma, it's good. The whole Hezbollah and kasher also is we're worried about that they hired it for false revenge because he killed him. Maybe on Malkus Nisht. So you do a Reb Chaim and Sefer, the Ketzor, but Reb Chaim and Sefer says that Malkus, it's never kasher also because it wasn't really, really Malkus. It was Stamas that they hit him 39 times. It really wasn't Malkus, because really he wasn't Chayiv Malkus. Misa's not like that. Misa's dead. You killed him. Fight is fight. But Malkus is a Maisa Bezdin that Bezdin gave Malkus. It's never Kasher Asa by Malkus, because since they lied, it wasn't real Malkus. I saw an interesting pshat from the Shlomo Kluger. He says, a little pshat on the Rambam. He says, by Misa, the din is when someone's chayiv Misa, the Edom themselves go and kill him. Yad by Edom, tia by Barishayna. So when Edom were made that someone's chayiv Misa, and then they actually did Kasher Asa, they themselves killed him. Kasher Asa. That's Kasher Zomam, like Kasher Asa. They did it. By Malkus, the Bezdin went and did it. That's not Kasher Asa. Kasher Asa is that you actually feared Oyster's mama, be a dying. That's what it means, Kasher Zomam, like Kasher Asa. Davka by Misa, where the Edom themselves, they're the ones that did it. They're the ones that did it. That's what it means. The pshat and the pasuk kasher zama v'lo kasher asa. That's why the Rambam says that there's only kasher asa by misa, because it was kipshute asa. They did it, which leads us to a very interesting question. Turns the table the other way around. There's a famous kasha from the Chiddush Arim. I'll just talk about this. Every case of kasher zama v'lo kasher asa by misa, you should be mechayiv these edim misa anyways. They're roitzchim. They just killed somebody. Here are misa. They were made that this guy was mechal shabbos. They were zoymim to kill. They were found zoymim in, but it's too late already because they even killed the guy. But now we found out that they were lying. There was mazimim, mimadu ha'isa, we believe the second cat. So, mimadusha, don't kill them off kasher zomim anymore, but give, maybe the skila, I don't know if you, but give them saif. They're right. They're chayim for a tzicha. It's a moira de kachab. Every case of kasher zomim, like kasher osa, by nisa, by default, these edim are roitzchim. So there's a lot of Torah here, but one of the harifest, the keterutzim, I think from the Imriyamis. How do you know that they're roitzchim? Who said that they actually did it? Bezdin gave the psak, and then they went far away. And even there was a group of people, Anishar Mishma Viro, and a whole bunch of people saw the process that these Edom killed the guy. They gave him Chiyuv Mises Bezdin. They gave him Skiva. Okay, now we say, okay, let's bring them to Bezdin. Who are you going to bring? Edom. The people that saw it, the people that witnessed it. It's Eidus Shi'iyat Yochel Azim. It's Eidus Shi'iyat Yochel Azim. Because you're going to take this to Eidim and says, you saw this guy give skill with it? Yeah. Maybe other Eidim are going to come in and say, no, Imanu Hayisim. But then they won't get Kasher Zoma. Because if it's Imanu Hayisim and these guys didn't kill the guy, so then it was only Kasher Zoma. So the Chayiv Misa for Kasher Zoma many of us. So then it wasn't the Eidus Shati Yochalazim. Like I said, you can't be Mechayiv for Ritzicha because there's no way to have Eidus on that Ritzicha because the Eidus on that Ritzicha is Eidus Shati Yochalazim. Shtikala, confusing question, but I think it saves the guy. It does, that's the Maskal. Kasher Zoma, like Kasher Osa. Lamaita, the Gemara darsens Kasher Zoma, like Kasher Osa, from the Pasik Vasisim Loi. He has to still be alive. Ochid means he's still alive. If he's already dead, it's not Ochid, which is another makar for the Rambam. Kasher Zoma, but like Kasher Osa, only by Misa, because then it's not Ochid, he's dead. Fredin the Achroinim, the Mr. Mishayim Rishon, the Ritvish Tel, the Rashash is designing it. Ochid doesn't mean even after he's dead. Yibum. Lahakim lo Ochid Shay. By Nodav and Abiyu. Su'us Acheichem. From the Kodesh. You can call someone Achicha even after he's dead. So the terrace is Pasha, it's up to Rishash. When it's a literal biological brother, Yibum, or Nadav and Avihu, he's your brother. You have a common parent, a father and a mother. It's a brother, even after death, it's a brother. But over here, Kasher Zoma Masich La'ochiv, it doesn't mean it's your brother, it's another Yid. Why is he called a brother? Ochiv b'mitzvahs. That's only when he's alive. Mesim chofshi min ha-mitzvahs, it's not called Ochiv. That's the Gemara's deal. Masich La'ochiv, Ochiv b'mitzvahs is only calls man shu chai, then it's called Ochiv b'mitzvahs. You have another mahalach over here, a whole parsha from going to Melchama. It's the next parsha also, but you have it. It's two halakim to the parsha. Someone that was born a bayis, v'loi chanochoi, not a kerem, v'loi chiloloi, eiras isha, v'loi lekocha, yeluch v'yoshev lebeisoi, and he taka goes back to the sfor, and he's mesapik mayim l'mozim. In next week's parsha, you have the shana rishoy. He's born a bayis, v'chanochoi, lokach isha, not a kerem, noki yil lebeisoi shana. But there's a Seder Advarim of telling the people not to go back in the Melchama. The Pasuk Abad also says, Miyo ish hayori v'rach aleivav, yelech v'yoshev v'beisav. So there's a machlokes hanoyim. What does it mean, Miyo ish hayori v'rach aleivav? Does it mean, yori me'aveiros shebiyodoy? Yori me'aveiros shebiyodoy. Or it means kipshutoy. He's scared. So the Gemara says, so we mark them like this. The Emes, the Pasuk says, when you're going to Melchama, Al Yerach Levadchem, Al Tiru, Val Techbezu, Val Tarzim Betneim. Don't be scared. Machlekes Rishonim, Pshat. Ramban, Sefer HaMitzvah says, that this is not an Azhara, it's a Havtocha. The Ebrish is saying not to be scared. But the Rambam Shtei Nishto says that it's a lav. When you're going to Melchama, it's a lav there, right? So it's also. It's also to be scared. Al Yerach, Al Tiru, Al Techbezu. It's a lav there, right? I sort of stifle Claire's in Saitan, also in Brifas Parity, because also in Kilos Yankin, in Saitan. What's the gather of this lab? Like the Rambam, it's Osir. It's Osir because it's a gather of Midas Bitochen, you have to have Bitochen, that nothing's going to happen to you. It's a gather of Bitochen, Al Tiro Al Tachbiz because of Bitochen. Or no, it's a word of Mesiris Nefesh. You have to, I don't know. You don't know who's coming back from the front lines. Oh, but there's a Chiv of Al Tiro Al Tachbiz, it's Mesiris Nefesh. Oh, but either way, it's an Aveir. It's a laugh. So the famous kashim in the Minchas Chinuch, Gor HaVishmaka kashim. The Pasuk says, Mi Yisha Yori Barach Aleiv. We said it's a machlekes. Does it mean Yori from Averis? Or Kipshuta, he's scared. So the Gemara brings a price. Tarabana. If they start hounding the war, and Shoma called Kronois, and they heard the noises of the other side, of the Tzad Mulchama, they hear Tia, the guy Mamish got scared. So then Abadi, you send them right back. The guy Mamish is sitting there, he's causing air. Chois. But no, it's a raya like the Manda Omer that Yori Varach Alevav means Kipshuta, not Al Saveiros. So the Gemara says, no, there's another thing, Veloyimas Levav Echov. Kipshuta, the guy's causing a fall in the ranks. That's another thing, Veloyimas, Nachadim. Correct him in the Slimit, what do you have to say to him? Even if what Mia Isha Yori Varach Alevav means is Yori Me'averish Abiyodah. No, if he got scared, so he was just now, he was over an Aveira. He was over the Lav of Leira of Al Tira of Al Tichbazim. So he's Yori Me'averish Abiyodah, he just did an Aveira. How goofy that he's scared. He was just now over the lab of Altira of Altechbazim. That alone should be the Siva for him to have to go back. Someone once wanted to tell me a Chiddush, Yori Me'averish Abiyodi means he's scared because of the Aveira that he did. If a guy grad has a virus, but he's not scared of the virus that he did, it's not. It's only Yuri may have virus of Yuri. This guy got scared, and maybe we hold like the Rambam, but he's not. Who says he's scared of the fact that he did the virus? Shmerzach. About the this one I'm talking about, that the Muhammad that's talking about going to the Muhammad in this week's parsha, next week's parsha is talking about the Muhammad Sayyidzer. Agansi Yorazazay, Abra Bisro, Alma Tizok. Agansi Yorazazay El, Abra El, El is the El, El is El. And we have to realize that it's not the yard side of El now. People have the hair, it's the yard side of El. I'm always giving us that El. It's the yard side, it's the Kroin Elevracha. Kroin Elevracha, an El. Nay, so this is the yard side, it's an El, it's not an El. And I say over from Rabban Kotler, he writes, Moir de Kazakh, you know, we spoke before that our Boyim Yoim, these our Boyim Yoim, have a Gavaldik Shgula. Because these were the days that my Shervain brings a look of Shnias of Kirvela Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's why it's a matzav of Anila Doidi Vidoidi Li. Which is Rosh Tevis Elo, and it's Soifik Tevis 40. It's Soifik 40. Why is it Azoi? Because of the school of these days. But he says, if you want to have a school of these days, you have to kind of utilize it. He brings a Moirat Kazakh from Chazal, by Dovr Amela State, with Soif Yomov, by Chasu Bab Godim, the Loy Yicham Loy. By Chasu Bab Godim, the Loy Yicham Chazal, why? Because he was Mazalzel in the Beged of Shol, he was Kirea, the Knaf of the Beged of Shol. He was mezalzel in a beged. It's not a punishment. It's a mitzias. Everything in the bria has a koyach, has a tchuna, has a teyelis, has a matora, and it's for the odom, this alois, and for the teyelis of the odom. But if a person is mezalzel in that nakuda, so then it won't work for him. David Melech was mezalzel in the koyach of beged. Beged is a koyach to be mechanim, mechasa with it, and it's mechanim. But David Melech was mezalzel in that. It won't work for you afterwards. So Rabbi Melech called the same thing with El. El is a mitzias. It's not a beged. It's mechanim. It does something. It's a mitzvah that has a koyach. It's a mitzvah that has a koyach. Or to use it, if you use it right, and realize it. If not, the mezalzel, it won't work. And he says scary words. The dover zenegei. He said it at the beginning of an El Shmuz. He said, dover zenegei liyomim haboyim ulishonim haboyis. Scary down. Noch an El. Not to be mezalzel on El. It should have to be yicham loy. One mazach, saw from Rabbi Ruchim. He writes that Elul is the dacha from the Nishama. You get that dacha in those days when you did, they used to go to these cities where it was next to the water, next to the sea, and there were certain ways how with minerals they would get rejuvenated. And this was dacha. So he says, Elul is the dacha, Shem Given Ben Ismanim. Elul is the dacha from the Nishama. But he says, Azoy by dacha. He says, Azoy is Given. The Elul would come, it was a 3-day train ride, everybody told you came to the city there. The first thing the Elul would do, he would, whatever, you would have a stanza, we would stay, they would leave the suitcases, everything. There's the Zach is, you're only there for a few days, whatever it was. Malik gleich to the bathhouse or to the place where it was. After you take care of everybody, the Tzrochim, to work out your room, this, that. The Erz is like, Makum, Malasta ala pekilach, Malik gleich harain, in the Iker. And after you take care of it, says, Azoi by the Dacha darkness, Azoi, is Eichet by the El, the Dacha from El is Eichet, Azoi is Mafirinzach. There's a taka oislitz, and we said we have 960 hours and 40 days. It should take a bit, Tom and Tia, and Hashem will take care.